I see more and more how everything is to go into the inner self, to be guided in our hearts by the Spirit. Yesterday, when I was hearing our Lord and what he was saying and what the church was saying to us through the holy words of Jeremiah, of the gospel, Matthew. They're both men, they're both Jews. Matthew was a Jew talking about Jesus. Jeremiah was a Jew, a prophet, talking about God's love for Israel, God's love for the Jews. Well, today I didn't realize, and this might seem strange, but I didn't anticipate today's feast, which was of Edith Stein and St. Teresa Benedict of the Cross, a Jewish convert. So it's like they were both saying in somewhat the same thing, to love, and especially our brothers and sisters. And here this magnificent saint, who was Jewish, who became a discalced Carmelite, and is now a saint of the Catholic Church, and a reminder to us also of anti-Semitism. Hitler and his hatred of the Jews, and his vision of a superior race, seeing the Jews as lesser than and something to be exterminated on August the 2nd of 1933, had her taken to Auschwitz, where she died that same year, along with many, many Jews. And so that reminder of what anti-Semitism can be is there with us, and the horror of it. I think that the message, again, that Jeremiah has today, for Jew and Gentile, for both of us, is that the Jews were singled out because they were brought into a people by God, and their personhood, their peoplehood, was created by the Almighty. He created them Jews. And he created us nations or Gentiles, those who are non-Jews. You might say he wanted to divide the world that way. But that division is over. And even the Old Testament tells us about that today. What I was really struck by Jeremiah's message is he's telling his people today in the Mass of Teresa Benedict of the Cross, Jeremiah is saying, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with them and their fathers in the desert. I took them by the hand to lead them forth from the land of Egypt. For they broke my covenant, and I had to show them myself as a master. I was their Lord, and this is the new covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will place my law within them and write it upon their hearts. So now the covenant that they had made, that God had made with Israel, that I will take this new covenant and I will place it within them. I will write it in their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer will they have need to teach their friends and relatives how to know the Lord. All from least to greatest shall know me, says the Lord, for I will put it in their hearts. I will forgive them their evil doing and remember their sins no longer. And Jesus established that new covenant, and he placed it in our hearts, beginning with those first Jews that he established the new covenant with at the Last Supper. And so every Catholic, every Christian who hears Jesus with his disciples saying, I will make a new covenant with my blood. And when we think of the old covenant, which made the Jews a people, the Jews were saved as a people by the blood of the Lamb. It was an external covenant. When they were brought forth from Egypt, the covenant that he made with them was the slaying of the lamb and the taking of its blood and sprinkling it on their doorsteps. What saved the Jews and made them this people, their personhood, was the blood of the lamb. But it was an external covenant. It was outside of them. That lamb, which was slain then, they ate as a people. So here we do a ritual or external act, the old covenant, the old sign that God is saying to the Jews, I am your God, you are my people. This is the covenant I will make with you. Now, this covenant is made with all people, Jew and Gentile, and I will write it in their hearts. In order to prepare ourselves for this new covenant, the Christian is baptized, and Christ comes into their hearts. So the message today, this magnificent news for both Jew, with the witness of Saint Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, and Gentile, the saints, Saint Teresa of the Cross, Saint Teresa of Lisieux, these become, how did they become that? By internalizing the gospel. It's the inner self. What made them who they are in the new covenant? What I see, especially to the Catholics and Christians that I'm talking to, is we are still hanging on to the external covenant. Unless you interiorize, unless you allow him to, as he said to Jeremiah, write it in your hearts. How often we just, as Catholics, think we're going to be sanctified by going to Mass. That participation of that, that still can be, for many, an external covenant. How do I internalize? How do I get to the inner self? To realize that right now, you are Christ in your heart. Your sanctification, your salvation, has come interiorly. It is in you. When you want to go, if this is the celebration of the Eucharist, when you want to go to be one with Christ, you go into your inner self. Where does the new covenant occur? In his blood. So within you, even now, Jesus is present. How? In his suffering, in his dying, and in his rising. Some who are listening to me are one with Jesus. You're in the hospital. Your body is in agony. Your spirits are so torn, and you are physically suffering. That's Jesus in you. Some who may be listening to me are going through a tremendous interior suffering, a mental anguish. You are in the garden with Jesus. And Jesus is in you. Whatever you're going through, he in you is going through. I will write it in their hearts, no longer from the least to the greatest. You might be a little child and you're just listening to me in this, you might be Jewish, you might be Christian, but when you go into your heart, that's what Jeremiah is saying. I will write it in their hearts. How can I be faithful to God, the God of the covenant, of the new covenant? It will be in your heart, from the least to the greatest. And it's a promise. I will be your God. You will be my people. The people of God of the New Testament, of the new covenant, are the people who have come to be aware that the union with God is in the heart. Jesus' heart and my heart are one heart. Jesus says in the Gospel of John, remain in me and I in you. He's so patient today in the Gospel. Today, he gives a magnificent teaching in the Gospel of Matthew. And most people may preach on this today when they go to Mass or when they hear this Gospel. It's in the 16th chapter, famous one in Matthew. Peter, because they're asking, Jesus is asking, who do you say that I am? People say Elijah. People say John the Baptist returned, said by a great prophet. Then Jesus says to his disciples, who do you say that I am? And Peter says, you are the Christ, the Son of God. And he said, yes, Simon, you have confessed this. And that's an act of faith. That's something no one could have told you except my Father, that act of faith. And I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and I will give to you the keys of the kingdom, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And so he promises to Peter, and this is the famous one, that you will be the head of my church. And here, right till today, that powerful promise to Peter and to all the popes. So our Holy Father, Pope Benedict, and Peter are given the full authority, the full reign, the full capacity to have the church. Again, let's go back to it. Is this an external authority only? And just listen to the words that come right after that. He then, in this same gospel, says, I must instruct you. I am going to suffer. I am going to die, and I am going to rise. Did they get it? No, they didn't get it. And Peter comes up to him. Minutes after, he tells Peter, you are the Pope? And Peter says, heaven forbid. That should never happen to you. And this rockhead, that's his name, Rockhead Peter, he says, heaven forbid that that should happen. You know who God called him? You devil, you. You pay more attention to what people think than to what God thinks. Right in this gospel. So what am I saying with regard to the interior self? The kingdom of God is within you. Jesus, over and over again, his sacred heart is giving us this magnificent news in the gospel, in Jeremiah, indicating, how will you find me? Go into your inner self. Where am I? In you, one with you. You and I have become one. Our baptism, our confirmation, and those who are priests, our ordination, I am one with you. Where are you in me? You suffer in me, you die in me, and you rise in me. At 84, what am I looking forward to? The day I die. Each and every day that I live is a mini suffering, a mini crucifixion, and a mini resurrection. But there will come a day when I will truly suffer and die, and I will be with him in paradise forever. And unless you go into that inner self, Where you find that union with me, you won't find it externally. So can I possibly go to Mass, participate in the Eucharist, and never internalize it? Yes, that's what I'm saying. The magnificent news is you discover me when you take the Eucharist, this new covenant, take and eat. This is my body. This is my blood of the new covenant. It will be shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. How are my sins forgiven? By my suffering, by my dying, and my rising in you. You with me and me with you. What is this magnificent news that we celebrate with Teresa Benedict of the Cross? That she's a Jew? No. That she's one with Christ. That she was tortured and suffered and died at Auschwitz in union with him. Just like Jesus. This saint is one with him because her teachings, her magnificent, when she became a Christian, Edith Stein was one of the most brilliant, outstanding philosophers in Germany. But just like Jesus, she came before Pilate, Hitler, then she was condemned, and then she died. What's her story? Jesus. Why is she a saint? Because she was Jewish? No. Because she was one with Christ. And so if you're Jewish, how do you find it? Listen to Jeremiah. Go into your inner self. I will place this in your heart. You can be Jewish and not really spiritual. And you can say externally, I'm of Jewish persona. But how do you become a people of God? By going into your inner self and following that journey in your own heart. And what does that mean? That means a journey of love. And if you keep following that, even as a Jew, grace and the Holy Spirit will lead you there. There's a magnificent psalm that is in this Mass today, celebrating Edith Stein. And it says, create a clean heart in me, O God. And it's Psalm 51. Who could have written it more beautifully than King David? Psalm 51, a penitential heart. Listen to what he says. A clean heart create in me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not out from your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me. David the king, penetrated of the heart, repented of his sin with Bathsheba, and went into his inner heart, and was created anew by the Holy Spirit. Take not from me your Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is given to you. You're Jewish? Follow the Spirit of love in your inner heart. If you're Christian and Catholic, how many can just exteriorize the rite? The New Testament is an inner conversion. Peter, the first apostle, didn't get it. That's how hard this is to get. He hears it. He was right there with Jesus when Jesus is telling him, what is that inner self that the new covenant is formed in? My suffering, my dying, and my rising. What a magnificent teaching today is. And isn't that kind of a sequel to yesterday's kind of, I thought, rather shallow treatment of anti-Semiticism, whereas I would unknowingly, the Lord wanted to take us more deeply by the example of Saint Teresa Benedict of the Cross, Edith Stein.
Wow. She really was an example for us today. I mean, she made it real.
Yes.
I mean, she exemplified all those teachings and scriptures. Here's a living scripture here in her life.
Yes. Yes. And
wow.
Yeah, I can, like today, if you look her up and learn more about her life and get more deeply into Jesus through her, every saint is an example. Saint Peter is himself. You know, he eventually, when he receives the Holy Spirit of Pentecost, gets what Jesus is saying. Right there, when he's receiving the keys of the kingdom of God, whose sins you shall forgive, they will be forgiven. And the power that he's received, an amazing power of the Pope, be the first Pope of the Church. It's interesting the type that God picks.
Yeah. It is, isn't it? Any final thoughts, Monsignor?
Well, this is just something I really believe. For me, what really came to me after I saw this is when you go into your inner heart, you no longer are led by your own spirit. You're being led by the Holy Spirit. You're being guided. When you go into your inner heart, you no longer do what you want to do. There's an abandonment. You are being taken by God, and what you have, in order to go into the inner self, there's more and more surrender, less and less control. There's more and more love taking you to where God, who is love, will take you. And so that Paul, I live, no longer I, but Christ lives in me. There's a movement within the heart that is the true I. The deepest I is him. He and I are one. And as we go more penetratingly and deeply into ourselves, in our hearts, this expands, because you are not now discovering only who I am, you're discovering who I am in him, and you are discovering who he is in me. The same God, our head, Jesus, who sits at the right hand of the Father, who only does what the Father wants to do, is in me. He in me, I in him. The beginning of the adventure of the Christian or the Jew, if you will take that challenge, because Jeremiah says, you have that power to surrender to that inner self. I will write it in your hearts. I will sprinkle new water on you. And Ezekiel is saying the same thing. But the invitation is to go into your inner self and not to only be regulated by external liturgy, but rather interior union with God. If it is authentic union with God, it will always be united exteriorly with the laws of the Church. The laws of the Pharisees, the law of the Jew, the Torah, if you go into your inner self, will be kept by the true Jew. The law of the inner self, because Jesus is the truest of all Jews, the law of that inner self, who is Jesus. You see, the law and the person is Christ. The deepest inner self is Jesus. And so he who is Christ is the fulfillment of the law. He did not come to take away any part of the Torah. Not one dot. Not one tittle, he said. Not one single thing will be lost. But if you really want the free movement, this is the magnificence of interiority and union with God in your heart. Go into your inner heart and there find the true God. and the true you, and true life. I am within you, and create in me, O Lord, as David says in the psalm, a clean heart. And so that would be my final thought on this magnificent, which began with a kind of journey on, it was rather shallow, on anti-Semitism, but to go really into the inner self, and who would I find in there along with the heart of Jesus, the heart of that magnificent Jewess, the Anuim of the Old Testament, and the magnificent mother of the New Testament, the faithful remnant of Israel, Mary, and her immaculate heart.
Wow.
And those two hearts are one. So I recommend to you those great and beautiful devotions, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which is in you, and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which can lead you to his Sacred Heart. May the heart of Jesus reign in your heart. Amen.